This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. They say bad news travels fast, but a new study suggests that fake news travels even faster, at least on Twitter. WBUR's Karen Weintraub has the true story.
Researchers at MIT wanted to track how accurate information travels compared to fake news, so they turned to Twitter. They analyzed 4.5 million tweets sent between the social media's debut in 2006 and the end of 2016. What they found shocked senior author Sinan Aral. Lies were 70% more likely to be retweeted than facts.
False news travels farther, faster, deeper, and more broadly than the truth in every category of information, and sometimes by an order of magnitude.
Political news is the most susceptible, Aral says, sometimes twisted by people with an agenda. And most of the spreaders of fake news are people, not computerized bots, as many had feared, Aral says. Why are we passing on so much bad information? Aral says he thinks it's our quest for novelty. Something that feels really new and surprising gets more attention.
Obviously, it's easy to be more novel when you're unconstrained by reality.
David Lazar at Northeastern University was not involved in the study published today in the journal Science, but he wrote an accompanying essay. He says the study points to a crisis in the creation and dissemination of news.
But it's not just about fake news. It's also a lot about the decline of our standard news media. Fake news is both a cause and a symptom. And I think the combination of all of these things is quite dangerous to our democracy.
Twitter recently announced that it would hold itself publicly accountable for improving the public conversation. But Lazar and Aral say individuals bear responsibility as well, and that we all need to be more thoughtful about what we pass on. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Weintraub.